Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone, Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. It's been so nice having a break over the weekend and listening to Pastor Bird Mahilona last night, but I missed you. So we're back live tonight. You're stuck with me. I want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters that are listening tonight, wherever you may be. Mahalo nui loa for tuning in tonight. I want to give a shout out to all of my beloved, to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys, including the boys from Saturday night out in the chapel. We weren't able to get into the gym to do our praise and worship concert, but what a powerful evening in chapel. I believe we had about 90 men there. Tremendous message by Pastor Scott Sonoda and our praise and worship team. Just so happy that we're allowed the opportunity to praise and worship with you. Normally, and this is, let me tell you about God's grace. Normally, if we're unable to go into the gym for the praise and worship concert every other month that we're scheduled to do so, because of a shortage in the staff, normally it would go into a lockdown situation where the facility would be secured and we would be unable to worship our Lord and Savior with you. By God's grace and the favor of the captain on the watch, we're able to go into the chapel. Little adjustment, but you know what? We're still able to bring the message, still able to bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to the 60-plus men, 60-plus brothers that gave their lives to the Lord or rededicated themselves to Jesus himself, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit working in the room that night. So wonderful when you can pray together with the brothers. So wonderful when you can see lives being changed in front of you. So wonderful when you can see men making choices that will change not only their life, but the lives of their families. When you see men breaking down and crying, realizing that the only one true answer to being free is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Sorry I didn't make it out to FDC, my brothers. Keep up the good work there. Keep up the faith. Got to tell you, the devil came at me pretty hard. Devil was swinging from the fence at me. I did a wedding on Saturday morning. Shout out to my good brother Lee Bergwinkle and his wife Shonda. Congratulations. Excuse me, let me correct that. God-gratulations. Finally, they got married. Had a wonderful ceremony and a wonderful brunch at the Willows restaurant. But I was able to MC that event with about 102-degree fever. Went home, I tried to get some rest, and we went back to Halava that night for two praise and worship services at, we had them at 6:30 and also at 7:30, and I was just had a fever. I was sweating like a dog. Got home, and I didn't make it to church on Sunday. I slept for about 12 hours, broke the fever, has hacking up. But that's the devil attacking me. You know that? But, you know, we're coming back strong, and I just knew the powerful message that we had was going to sink home, and it was going to take root that night. So I apologize to my brothers down at FDC, and Brother John, be still, my brother. Know he is God. OCCC, we had our faithfuls down there on Saturday. Thank you so much, and I think Sister Eva Lani and Sister Miley were able to get into Annex 1 that night while we were at Halava. You see, my brethren, my beloved, when you have a team, when you have a bunch of volunteers that have a sincere heart, when they have a heart to serve their Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to go to the east, they're going to go to the west, they're going to go to the north, and they're going to go to the south. Let me just line that up a little bit better. They're going to go Mauka, Makai, Diamond Head, and Eva, wherever the Lord leads them. They're going to take the powerful message, the redeeming message of the blood of Jesus to those that are lost, so that those who have never heard the name of Jesus, or those who have heard the name of Jesus, but just not in the way that the Lord wanted them to hear it, will be able to hear that message. You see, the Lord takes the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise. We are a living example of that. But we go with the good news. We come with the peace that surpasses all understanding. We come with the forgiving and redeeming blood of Jesus Christ that's available to each and every one of us. That's what teamwork is all about. It's not about where you go. It's about who goes with you. And that's called the Holy Spirit. Wanted to give a shout out to La Maca, so they don't feel like they're left out. Want to give a shout out to our Wai'ava boys up there also, Module 10, Cash Box Program. and to our sisters out there in Kailua at the women's facility. You know, last week we had a special treat with Pastor Scott Sinona, played some live praise and worship music, had Sister Marion come with us. What a wonderful time we had. This week I've got even a more special treat for you ladies. I got Brother Robert Helsham. He's going to try and make it out there. He's my lead praise and worship leader, probably one of the premier leaders in the state of Hawaii, a cousin to the Kadzinas, talented, but not only talented. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where the pedal hits the metal. He is anointed. In all my 4 years of ministry work, being all over Oahu, in all of the facilities, being all the way to Arizona and back, California and back, doing ministry work in the prisons with my brother Robert, every time the Holy Spirit has been with us. We wait until the Holy Spirit comes. We are not on an agenda. We are not on a program. We are not on a time schedule. We wait for you. We wait for you. We wait for the Holy Spirit. And when he feels that the Holy Spirit is in the room, when he feels that the Holy Spirit is around us, when he feels that the Holy Spirit has come and is amongst us, then we move forward, but not until. You see, it's not about performing. It's about honoring our Lord and Savior. It's not about a show. We just go. We go for God. Guts for God. We give it all we got when we go. It's not about being pretty. It's about being faithful. It's about being obedient. And it's about honoring the creator of all living things. It's about honoring the Alpha and the Omega. It's about honoring our Lord and Savior. That's how we roll. You know, Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, a vision to reach the lost, and a vision to reach the incarcerated. We preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in all of the facilities here on Oahu. Soon we'll be in the juvenile facility in Kapolei. Want to give a shout out to Francine and her team from First Assembly of God Wahiwa, the Good in the Hood at 300 Wilakina Drive, the Free Inside Church, if you want to come there. Services at 8 and 10:15 on Sundays. But we're on all the facilities, and we just want to go out there and bring the good news of the gospel. But tonight, I just want to say a big, big mahalo to all of you who have tuned in, no matter where you may be. Maybe you just pulled in home, fighting the traffic on our west side, maybe out Kailua side. But, you know, feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. Has all of our radio broadcasts for your listening convenience, even set up on a podcast if you like. For those of you into social media, we do have a Facebook page, Free Inside Ministry, has a lot of the latest updates. And then we also have the email. Email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. I'd like to give a shout out to Pastor Barry Naone, Door of Faith Church Nanakuli, for helping us out with all of our email correspondence to our brothers in the FDC. Keep sending emails, brother. Pastor Barry takes care of that so that I can keep coming in and ministering to all of you. Going to try and get into 6B this weekend. Just wanted to give a shout out to all of those listening in Saguaro, Arizona. We're going to get this program there shortly. You know, our anchor verse, my beloved, is Jeremiah 29:11. That is something that I hold on to. That is something that I wish each and every one of you would hold on to it as anchor verse, because the one thing that we all need, we need hope. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." And it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." A couple more shout-outs I forgot. I want to give a big shout-out to Brother Mark and your dad, Abe. How you guys doing? Haven't seen you guys around. Been up in Wahiawa. Haven't been to Red Hill, but know that I think about you, my brother, Mark. Think about Texas A&M all the time. Misha. Shout-out to Whitmore Village. Keep it going, girl. Looking for you in church. But what I did want to share today, before we move further or move on, is always have a reference point. Tonight we're going to be talking about the power of prayer. But right now I just wanted to share, if you were to turn into the book of John, one of the four synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Amen? Amen. That's John 1, chapter 1. You know, I wanted to be in the book of Luke tonight. We're going to be talking about prayer. Be in the NLT, but then also in the Pigeon book tonight. But I just want to give a heads up and a heads up to everyone. This week, Thursday, is going to be a special show. Thursday evening, which is the night after tomorrow night, because today's Tuesday, going to have none other than Pastor, or Kahu, Ed Kaahea. Ed who? Kaahea. Who? No, Kaahea. You remember Ed Kaahea from Booga Booga. Well, Pastor Ed still resides on the beautiful island of Kauai, where I was at today for work. But Ed's in town for a reunion, and I won't name the school, but they sit on top of the hill, and they look over all of Honolulu, and it's a wonderful lunch program. But he's here for their class reunion, and he so graciously has agreed to come into the studio on Thursday. We're going to have a wonderful time with Kahu Ed, and you know, I know that when I'm going to be sitting here looking across at, you know, one of Hawaii's finest, if ever, talented comedians, to see how God has used him. Between the two of us, and I'm going to go out on a pastoral limb right now, we nobody. We just kolohe guys. We just nuts. But you know what the wonderful blessing is? We nuts for God now, and there ain't no stopping us. You know, when you get that soup, supernatural energy, when you get that supernatural fuel, when you get the fuel of the Holy Spirit, watch out. Take a ticket, because this is going to be better than any ride at Disneyland. And I know Ed has a wonderful testimony, but we'll be talking about how the Lord has brought him to this point in his life and just sit around and talk stories. So if you know anybody who remembers the group Booga Booga, or if you remember Ed from his prolific athletic career at Kamehameha High School, you might want to have your grandparents, they're probably the same age as Ed, Ed's going to kill me. Have your grandparents, have your family tune in. I think it's going to be wonderful. Another shout out, got some other people coming in on the show, not sure when. Going to be bringing in John Fury, Mackie Fury's son's got a powerful testimony. Brother Ata from Maui, Ata Distaho, going to be bringing him in. Sherry Nihipali from YNISA, going to have them coming in. Just trying to coordinate everybody so they can come in. And had Pastor Bird Mahilona this week. Going to have his beautiful wife come in also, share her testimony. See, this whole program, my beloved, is about edifying everyone. It's about putting a face on this prison ministry. It's about, you know, it's prison isn't about scared straight. Prison isn't all about locked up. It's just real people, man, with real problems, with real questions, looking for real answers from a real God. Not from a fake God, not from a dead God, from a living God, from a forgiving God, from a God that has the only love and grace for them that no one else has. The only redeeming blood available is by the blood of Jesus on the cross. This is the God that we serve. This is the God that created us. This is the God that sits in heaven, where his son sits on the right side of the throne in intercession for us. And that's what we're going to be moving into right now. Is we're going to be moving into prayer. You know, my brethren, my brothers and my sisters, the one thing I can ask you to do, the one thing that I will implore you to do, pray. You need to pray. Just like Pastor Bird was saying the other night, you got to pray. You want something, you got to open up your mouth. You ain't going to eat if you don't ask. You understand that? You got to ask for what you want. They don't read your mind. When you go to the store or when you go up to the window down at Rainbow's Drive-In, do you just stand there and the lady look at you and tell you, "Oh, you like on chili plate with one side chicken on the side and gravy on the macaroni salad too?" How does she know that? She don't know that. You got to open your mouth. You got to tell her what you want. You want the Terry beef mix, gravy all over, extra mac salad, but a Diet Coke because I'm trying to lose weight. We're not even going there, Brother Bula. Okay, but to get anything in this world, to get anything in this life, you have to open your mouth up and ask. When the baby is crying, when the baby is screaming at the top of his lungs, the baby is talking in baby talk. Our problem is we can't talk baby talk. So we say, are you hungry? Rawr! You know, and the baby's just going off. How do you understand baby talk? You don't, but you know that there's a need there. You know that there's a desire there. You know that the little infant, your bundle of love that's driving you up the wall, wants something. So you either have to figure, is the diaper wet? Does he want to eat? Does he want to drink some milk? Does he want to drink some water? Does he want to play? It's a mind-reading game. So when you turn the lovely age of, say, 19, and you're standing in front of Rainbow's Drive-In, open your mouth up and ask for what you want. Just like when we in the Bible, in chapter 11, in the book of Luke, it says, once Jesus was in a certain place praying. As he finished, one of the disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. Jesus said, this is how you should pray. I'm going to jump over to my Pigeon Bible because I like that side better. Okay, hold on. So this is how you pray. Father, we like all the people know for sure how awesome you stay. And then you stay good and special. We like you come king for everybody now. Give us our food for today and every day. Let us go and hem our shame for all the bad kind of stuff we do to you, just like we let the other guy go. And we don't stay hoo-hoo at him for all the bad kind of stuff he do to us. No, let us get chance for do the bad kind of stuff. And he tell these guys, think. If you go to your friend's house at midnight and tell him, hey, brother, lend me 3 loaves of bread because my other friends they going on one trip. And when he come to my house, I don't want nothing for give him for eat. Then if your friend inside the house tell you, hey, no bother me. The door stay locked already. Me and the kids, we're already in bed. I don't get up for give you nothing. Be quiet. So what? I tell you, even if he, your friend, he not going to get up and give you the bread. Still yet, because you no more shame, eh? You keep stay asking him. He going to get up and give you everything you need. So I tell you, ask and you going to get. Look and you going to find. Knock, the door going to open for you. All the people that ask, gonna get. The guy that look for him, he gonna find him. And the guy that knock on the door gonna open for him. You know what? If your boy asks you for one fish, what? You give him one snake? Not. And what? If he asks you for an egg, you go give him one scorpion? Not. And hey, you guys know good, but you know how to give good kind stuff for your kids? For sure then kind. Your father inside the sky. He every time good, and he going to give his good and special spirit to you guys because you asked for him. Amen. 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 You know, you got to realize that's our problem in our lives today. We don't have the initiative to ask. And it's just like this says right here. And so if I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, our problem, I don't think, you know, for many of us out there, I believe we have faith in God. I do. I know a lot of my friends do. I know a lot of people who have faith in God, but that's not the issue here. The issue that we are looking at right now is not our faith in God. I think the issue that we're addressing or that we're looking at right now is we don't have faith in God's timing. Sound familiar? Ran into a brother in prison. Been ministering to him for a couple months, and one day he came up to me and goes, oh, Pastor Bull, I don't know what to do. Oh, what's up, my brother? Well, I've been praying out, like you said, and God hasn't answered me yet. Oh, I'm so sorry, my brother. How long have you been praying? Oh, 2 weeks. Wow. 2 weeks. Oh, 2 weeks. Well, maybe you got to pray a little bit longer. You see, we live in a society that everything is, if you're not interested or if you don't like it, you change the channel. We use the remote. You know, that affects our relationships. That affects how we deal with people. You know, it's like, if it feels good, do it. You see, the devil works on the outside, but God works from the inside. The difference is you don't see what's going on the inside. People can't see how you're changing from the inside out, but people can see how you're changing from the outside in. Oh, yeah, he looks good. Oh, yeah, look, he's got all that cash and flash. Oh, yeah, he must be awesome. But inside, you could be empty. Inside, you could be black. Inside, you could be dying. But on the outside, you got it going. Oh, we got all the trinkets, got the cars, got the house, got the trips, you know. Everybody happy, happy, smiley, smiley. And at night, you're crying yourself to sleep because you're empty. You got a hole in your heart. You got a puka in your soul because you know that you're not happy. What you are is you're trapped. You're trapped in the world. You're trapped in the materialistic bindings that the devil has bound you with. You see, somebody once told me the definition of the word busy, B-U-S-Y, bondage under Satan's yoke. You see, sometimes the devil wants to keep us so busy that we don't get into the word. Sometimes the devil wants to keep us so busy that we don't have time with our kids. Sometimes the devil wants to keep us so busy that we can't go to church. Sometimes the devil wants to keep us so busy that we don't have time to fellowship in a cell group or a net group or a home group or a support group. You see, that's the whole thing. And I'm not saying being busy is a bad thing, but you got to realize, what are you being busy all about? What's taking priority? You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know how to pray. I said, well, if you was at Rainbow's Drive-In, brother, you know how to order the chili plate? Yeah. Well, then you know how to pray. God's not looking for eloquence. God is not looking for someone who can pontificate the word in Greek or Latin or Hebrew. God is looking for those with broken hearts. God is looking for those that are lost. God is looking for those that society has rejected. God is looking for those who feel they have no options. God is looking for those that feel like they are backed up in a corner. God is looking for those that are broken. He is into broken people, because you know why? He's the only one that can fix them. Amen. You know, the thing about our lives nowadays is we get so trapped up with everything going around us that we forget to go back to the basics. And one of the basics, the very basics, is our relationship with Jesus Christ. One of our basic things that we need to work on is our prayer life. You know, my wife and I, we're on the road very early. Normally, we're on the road at 4:30. We call our truck the Sanctuary, because we drive all the way in from Makakilo to Waikiki, probably 6 days a week. We drive all the way home. And you know what? That's a wonderful time to pray. You know, we'll be in traffic, and you know, I don't like traffic. You know, traffic drives me nuts, but I sit there and I pray. I start praying in tongues. I start praying in the holy language. You know, I pray for anything. I'll see a beautiful sunrise with the sun streaking through the clouds, and I know that's God talking to me. I know that's my Father in heaven saying, hey, boy, how you doing? I start crying. I cry over the beauty of the Lord's touch over Mother Nature. I cry over the beauty of the Lord's touch over everything around me, because there are things that I see now that I never saw before. I never saw how beautiful those yellow shower trees are, but now they stand out like a golden beacon of God's grace. When I'm driving home and I see a sunset over the Waianae mountain range, and I see those golden rays streaking down through the clouds right above Mount Ka'ala, I know that's God pointing with his finger saying, yep, those are my people over there. Those are my people over there. You need to talk to those lost people over there, my brother. Come on, son, you can do this. Come on, Bula, you can do this. That's the drive. That's the energy. That's the push. That's the unction that gets inside of you when you know that there are people out there who have heard the word of the Lord, who have heard the name of Jesus, but they haven't heard it in a way that is applicable to them that they can understand. They might have heard it in a way that offended them. They might have heard the name of Jesus in a way that hurt them. They might have heard the name of Jesus in a way that might have just turned them off. Well, you know what? We come in love. We come in peace. We come in the glory and grace of Jesus Christ himself. Because he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. You know, my beloved, my brethren, you know, when you look in the mirror, when you look at the way things are right now, it don't look too good. But you see, that's what it is. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what the Lord has planned for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. He's going to take all things for the good. That's why we go into Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. Hallelujah. It's when you realize that what's inside of you, you got to realize when the Holy Spirit fills you, you got to realize that it's the helper that was left behind inside of you. Because you got to know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because we need to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:13-14. For it is by grace, yes, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:8-9. Oh, my beloved, I feel the Holy Spirit. You see, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Luke 6:45. If you've got the love of Jesus in your heart, if you've got the grace of Jesus in your heart, if you've got the mercy of Jesus in your heart, then that's what's going to come out of your mouth. But do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In Romans 12:21. Oh, hallelujah. You know, God is so good. God is so gracious. But you got to know that Jesus answered us. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, in John 14:6. But you know what, my beloved? Hold on to this, because I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. It says not anyone, not someone. It says everyone. You have to know that the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, not my weak hold, not my lukewarm hold, my stronghold, my beloved. You see, what we have to know, my beloved, is that let us not become weary in doing good. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up, in Galatians 6:9. We can't give up when it gets tough. That's just about when we're coming through a breakthrough. The only way you have a breakthrough is you got to break through something. It's not a walk through. It's not a jog through. It's not a swim through. If you're sitting in a situation right now, beloved, know that it's right around the corner. Don't give up. You're so close to your breakthrough. It's just right around the corner. But you see, what we like to do is we like to give up because it gets hard. It gets tough. That's when we drop to our knees. When we drop to our knees, we stand amongst the heavens with God. It's then when we open our heart and we just say, oh, Abba Father, Abba Father, I'm against the wall, Abba Father. I don't know what to do. I'm so lost. My life is not what I want it to be. Can I give you my life? Can you make something of my life? Can you help me, Lord? Can you help me? See, God's not going to make you over until he takes you over. So if you want God to make you over from where you're at right now in your walk, you got to let him take you over. He's not going to do a third of you, a half of you, three quarters of you. He gave us his entire son. He gave us his whole son. He gave his son Jesus on the cross for us. So he's not going to take just a part of you. He wants all of you. And that's what we need to get used to. Oh, my beloved, what a wonderful, wonderful life to live in the life of Jesus. You know, so many times we think that it's hard. So many times we think it's going to be so difficult. Just try it. Just try walking with God. Don't you want some peace? Don't you need some joy? Wouldn't you like a little bit more love and happiness in your life? Give Jesus a try. Call out to him tonight. Pray to him. He's waiting for you. To God be the glory. Get some rest. We'll see you tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.